Violet's Discovery, Part 5. Each time Violet entered a room, she would pause to look at her plaque now. She had memorized it, but still liked looking at it. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. And then her eyes would move to her note underneath, I get to choose. Over the last few weeks, Violet had been through the most up and down time of her life. When she focused only on the terrible limitations of her situation, she would get depressed and angry. But when she focused on being thankful, she would experience joy and be amazed once again that she could create happiness. Violet had mixed feelings on her newfound ability to choose her attitude. She loved that she was able to, but the inconsistency that plagued her was frustrating. One day she would choose to be thankful, and the next day she would be groveling in her self-pity. She thought, how can I make it so I always choose thankfulness? With that on her mind, she went to find her dad. He was out in the yard splitting wood. He saw her approaching and set down his axe. What do you need, Vi? He asked. Dad, I've been working on being thankful lately. Yes, I've noticed, he responded with a smile. But I'm so inconsistent with it. I'm always buried in my self-pity before I remember to choose thankfulness. I want to be able to start with thankfulness. How can I do that? It's so natural to just start whining and complaining. Her dad sat on a log and wiped the sweat from his brow. Violet, that is one of the great struggles in life, to fight what we naturally want to do and instead do what God calls us to do is impossible if we try to do it on our own. But God is good and has given us the tools to renew our mind and become more like Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." When you let God transform your mind, you can begin to overcome your natural habits. Her dad stood up and resumed his work. Violet got up and headed back to the house. How can I renew my mind to become thankful? She thought. As she walked across the green grass, she thought of how quickly she could change her attitude when she would begin saying what she was thankful for. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. What if, instead of waiting until the bad thoughts and feelings come, I choose thankfulness from the start? When Violet got home, she quickly dug through her desk to find a notebook. On the front, she wrote, I am thankful for. She laid it next to her bed where she would see it as soon as she woke up. Every day, she would start and end her day with thankfulness. She would give thanks in everything.